monk. So what? So what I'm doing here? Because the book is here, you read it, and what? No. Totality. Kul. How do you explain kul? It's not universal. It's totality. Kul.
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 No. Kul.
Kul. I thought that was circle.
Which means all.
Right? All. Yeah. All together. So we will say he is in love with all, and he is all, because this is it. You see these little parrots now you're imagining? You're imagining a little parrot in a house of a merchant, right? And that's it. There is that one parrot, and that's it. There is nothing else in this universe. There is only love and a state of being in love. So this is all, this is the totality, himself and purposely, or in a very special purpose, Rumi will make it like this, will end that paragraph with a very bizarre, strange kind of saying. Because when he wants to explain the love, he wants to show you that it is this navigator. The thinking, the thought of love is all. The one who is doing it is all. And he's looking for all. To be complete, to become complete, something like that. We'll have more explanation, yes, with the next one.
Description of the wings of the birds that are divine intelligences.
You see, suddenly, he explained what Parrot was talking about, right? He stopped at that story. We'll come back to that story. Now suddenly he jumped to another paragraph with a different title. Now we're not talking about this Parrot. We're talking about the adjective, or explanation, or description, all that together, of these mystical birds, which are the holy intelligence of God, or godly intelligence. In Arabic, something complicated to add to that, to let you know that this parrot stuff I was talking about, it's a very serious stuff. Pay attention. Yes?
Such like is the tale of the parrot, which is the soul. Where is that one who is the confidant of birds? Where is a bird weak and innocent, and within him Solomon with his host?
Okay, here I believe there is a little mistake in the translation. First of all, it said, the story of the parrot of life, or John, is like this. Means the parrot of your life. The story of parrot of your life is like this. But do you find someone who is really familiar with this story? You will not find too much. You know why? Because this little bird is strange by itself. This little bird is little, powerless, sinless bird. And within this little one, you will find the Solomon with his entire army is in this little one. That's why you're not familiar with it. This is a... Let's say this is a form, this is a box, which is very little, tiny one, and if you open it, suddenly everything comes out of this. This is a little bird, teeny weeny, powerless. Within it, Solomon with the army are waiting to jump out. That's why you don't understand this little bird I'm talking about. This one will cry out loud How do you cry out loud? Your intention is either
yes,
thank you, or you cry out loud that something is missing and you're mad, right? This bird will cry out loud without those feelings. And you know what will happen when this happens? The entire universe starts to resonate with this cry. Every single breath of this little parrot is 100 letters from God, 100 messages from God. And guess what? He will call, "Oh my God," and 60 time answer will come down to him. This guy being poor and nonsense is doing much better than you staying in, doing your duties and praying. This little stuff, in each breath, he will go up there and he will see, meet, and get together with beloved and come down in a very private, special matter. And every single moment, God will crown it a new, lovelier crown. The image of this parrot is in here, but the life of this parrot is in spaceless, non-existent domain. I'm not talking about that non-existence that you understand. Another special non-existence, special lamakan, that you cannot even imagine. No, let me correct. Place and no place are in its control. Like I told you the story of the paradise and those little rivers, the flow of them is in the control of the people in paradise. Remember, it's like that. And can I say more? What's the use? You're not listening. You're drowsy. Aren't you? Read it.
When he moans bitterly, without thanksgiving or complaint, a noise of tumult falls on the seven spheres. At every moment, to him from God, 100 missives, 100 couriers, from him one, O my Lord, and from God 100 Labeka. In this,
honest to God, there is no 100 here. It's 60. Here is the Har Damash. Sat Name, Sat Pekas Khuda, every breath. 100 letter and 100 messages from God. Ya Rabbi Zu, from him one Ya Rab. Shast Labbeikas Khuda, 61. Not that matters really, but
in the sight of God, his backsliding is better than obedience, beside his infidelity, all faiths are tattered.
Means that all your faith put together is infidelity compared to his infidelity. Means his infidelity is much, much better than all your fidelities. Because this is love. This is the thing that we were talking about. You remember first day I said we were going to talk about what? Exception. Put aside the rule, the exception. This is the exception. This parrot is the exception within the zoo of the birds and the animals in you. Because it looks upside down somehow. Yes?
Every moment he has an ascension peculiar to himself. He lays upon his crown 100 peculiar crowns.